Warning, this program is a work of fiction and does not represent the thoughts or views of Christopher Walken. The show contains adult language, situations, and overly descriptive content. In other words, don't listen to the show.
And now, it's time for Walken's Week.
One man's quest to discover everything there is to know in the world. This is Walken's Week.
Welcome, everybody, to Walken's Week once again. We have Christopher Walken here, and how are you doing?
I'm good, but you're not a genie anymore.
I shaved.
What?
I shaved. I got rid of my goatee.
I thought you were supposed to have them forever.
No, you can
didn't. They give
them.
You that in hell or wherever you people are from?
Well, they have some guidelines, but I guess you don't necessarily have to follow them.
You see, you fucking admit it. You admit it. You're a fucking genie. Grow your goddamn goatee back and bring my fucking Chuck E. Cheese balls back.
I'm not gonna do that.
Motherfucker.
Let's just cut to the chase. What was Walken's Week?
You should relate to this one, Nigel. This week, I discovered that ugly people don't have souls.
Well, that's, aside from being terribly offensive, that just doesn't really...
That's offensive?
How could you... Yeah, that's pretty offensive.
So you admit you're ugly, too. You're a fucking genie and you're ugly.
Anyway, I'm just saying some people...
You know, usually ugly people don't know that they're ugly. I mean, they think that they're beautiful. They walk around with, you know, like, you've seen them at Walmart. They're always there on their motorized carts with a dog in the front. And then they got that juicy shirt on. It says juicy on it. And their fat is just rolled off, hanging off the side like squirrel, you know, flying squirrel arms. Whatever. You know?
Oh, wow.
So it's good that you admit it to yourself.
Yeah, sure, whatever. Just move this thing along. Anyway, so I don't understand how you could...
That's the first step in recovery, is to admit that you have a problem.
So I'm supposed to be a recovering ugly person?
Yes.
How could you get better from that?
Well, you could shave, first of all.
I did.
Yeah, it's not helping. Just gonna say. Before, you had this mystique around you, because I thought, oh... He's a genie. But not anymore. Now you just look fucking ridiculous.
All right.
You look like one of them Cabbage Patch Kids, you know? You ever play with those when you were a kid?
No.
Of course you did.
No, I didn't.
Everybody played with Cabbage Patch.
Still don't look like a golden California raisin.
The fuck does that mean?
I'm just saying
I'm not... Nothing... I mean, nothing against the people of the... pigmented persuasion, but a raisin is black.
They have green raisins, like light-colored ones.
Where the fuck have you been? Those are grapes.
Yeah, they can turn them into raisins.
They can turn grapes into raisins?
That's what raisins are. They're dried-out grapes.
Now they're plums.
All right, well...
Read a book!
Anyway, back on the original... back to the original point.
Uh-huh.
Ugly people apparently don't have souls. How'd you figure this out?
Necronomicon.
The book from the Book of the Dead?
Yeah.
Or the Evil Dead?
I read it.
It doesn't exist.
But I didn't read it. I downloaded it off of the Android market there. That and Mein Kampf. I downloaded them together as a bundle package. Apparently, people who read the Necronomicon also enjoyed Mein Kampf.
I can see that connection.
And those Hardy Boy Finches. They read them all together. Anyways, I didn't actually read it. I kind of scanned through it. I saw the word ugly and soul.
And
I just put it together. Oh, no, ugly people don't have souls.
That's all it took?
Yeah.
Just putting that two and two together and come up with that horrible conclusion?
The fuck, motherfucker? That's scientifically sound.
It doesn't make any sense.
I also saw the movie Evil Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Every single ghost in that show was ugly as shit. And I know
sense.
For a fact that they don't have souls. Them ghosts. Put two and two together. You know, Nigel, I don't have to do all your fucking detective work for you. I got Hardy Boy Adventures to read.
Anything else that you want to share this week?
No. Oh, ugly people don't have souls. You're apparently not really a genie. You were impersonating a genie. And Jughead got Veronica in the Hardy Boy adventure. Let's read.
I'm pretty sure those...
Yeah, I read them on the toilet. I read them on the toilet. I don't know the difference. They all just blend together after a while. I just pick one up. I go, oh, colorful. I think I'll give it a read. One of them even had, like, some really, like, hard gum in it.
From the Bazooka Joe gum?
You sure?
Yeah.
I bought it off of Abby.
eBay. You mean eBay? eBay.
Abby. It's called Abby.
It's called eBay, actually.
No. Who the fuck would call it eBay? It's all together. There should be a hyphen. eBay. Abby.
Well, on that note, that was Walking's Week for this week. Join us next time.
Find more funny videos, blogs, and podcasts such as this one on pastecomedy.com.